This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
So I'm Harold Geller. I am Executive Director of AdID. AdID is the UPC code for ads in the United States. We're a joint venture of the American Association of Advertising Agencies and the Association of National Advertisers. And my job with the company is to lead the efforts to get this standard included in all kinds of other capabilities in the advertising industry and get advertisers and agencies to adopt and register their assets with us.
Harold, how are you involved with user adoption?
So user adoption is at the core of the work that I do. I work with my team of customer service people, technology people, business development people to figure out the strategies that will get people or get advertisers and their agencies to register their assets, their ad assets with AdID, and working with the supply chain to make use of those unique codes and the associated metadata in there. So it really is what I call it a triangulation play of user adoption. It's the advertiser, their agency, and the media publishers and their vendors, and really working that triangulation to build the cases for why there's a need for a unique code for advertising assets rather than in proprietary codes or made up numbers, or in some cases, just sending a physical file with no unique code to a publisher or to an ad server or to a demand side platform or an ad network.
Harold, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Challenges. I always like to start with challenges because that's sort of the core of what I do. The biggest challenge is people being set, you know, change is difficult, and getting people to realize that though a process that that's been ingrained in their psyche for 20, 30 years worked 20 or 30 years ago, doesn't work anymore. And what that means, we spend a lot of time in developing collateral materials around why processes that were invented in the early 1970s just don't work in 2019. The biggest successes that I've had have been related to supply chain announcements or changes in supply chain behaviors. You know, two great examples, you know, in terms of AdID and the work that we've been doing. I joined AdID 12 years ago, and one of the first things I did was look at the supply chain, look at how AdID was adopted, and look at what the barriers to adoption were. One of the biggest barriers was that my two partners, the 4As and the ANA, owned another coding mechanism called the ISCI code, the Industry Standard Creative Identifier. ISCI was not a governed or regulated or standardized capability. It was really you maintained the codes that you worked on for your ads in a three-ring binder, an Excel spreadsheet, or a proprietary database. So the first success was realizing that my partners owned my competitor, which was the ISCI code. When we realized, when we sort of looked at the competitive landscape, we said, the first thing we need to do is make a clear case for needing one coding mechanism in the advertising industry. So that was the first success. When we removed the ISCI code from the ecosystem or from the market, we saw a very quick adoption. The other success was in 2014 when SAG-AFTRA, the major union of actors, said that they require AdID for all ads that use union talent. Associated with that success was a bunch of collateral materials and advocacy in the marketplace that said, well, here is why union actors need a unique code. They need to be able to monitor the ads that are running across platforms, being sure that they're compensated correctly and that they're receiving correct residuals and so on. And as the big success I'm working on right now is working with the what I call the cross-platform media publishers, which people tend to call networks, the television networks, and working with them on their cross-platform strategies for reuse of content. And that that's something that we believe is going to be the next adoption hump for ad ideas. Publishers going back to advertisers who say they understand the value of unique coding and metadata in their supply chain. A lot of the companies are in the packaged goods space, or they're in the manufacturing space, and understand metadata and unique coding. One of the things that they say to me and to my staff are, well, the reason why it's important for us to be using unique codes and metadata is because our supply chain demands it and it becomes more efficient based on it. And in the case of the advertising supply chain, there still is a certain amount of hesitation to require something that is different than past. But we're beginning to break through that. And persistence is important. Patience is important. And one of the things I tell my staff is, be persistent without being a pest. And that's very important to be sure that when you want advocacy, that you're not seen as the guy that keeps calling and doesn't have something new to say. You know, when talking about adoption, one of the things when I talk to other people who are in sort of the change agency space is we battle with one of the things that Einstein said, which was, what's the definition of an insanity? Well, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And we always ask ourselves, what has changed? What is different that going out and asking for someone to adopt, whether it's adopting Ad ID or adopting our sister standard for programming, the EITR code, what's changed? Why should the same people that we talked to 18 months ago adopt Ad ID or EITR or any other standard if they said no 18 months ago? What's changed? So it's that fine line between, being an innovator and somewhat being insane.
Harold, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I think that, again, as I said, patience, persistence, but persistence without being a pest. Make sure that you're not crossing over that line from being a change agent to being insane. You've got to, when user adoption is not a sprint, it's a marathon, and you have to be prepared for that. And you have to understand your marketplace, understand your consumer, and really understand, be very careful. Like, understand the nuance of how you're going to gain user adoption, and make sure you're bringing anybody who you anticipate to adopt whatever it is you're asking them to adopt. Make sure that you're coming to them with something new every time. Make sure that you're giving them a story that has evolved from the last time that you came to them.
Harold, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
A lot of blog posts that are up on AdID's website. So it's ad-id.org. And take a look at the blog. And certainly there are also white papers that I've written on the subject of advertising supply chain, and lots of great information on the Ad ID website.
Great. Well, thanks, Harold.
Thank you, Henrik.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.